Asha Shive of Satoshi's Treasure Hunters, and this is me talking about the Satoshi Treasure Hunt game. Who did it? What it's about? How to play it? And how you can win. Just your basic, simple EL5. So let's get on the trail, let's hop onto the hunt, let's get into this game, and let's talk about Satoshi's Treasure Hunt.
$1 million.
So Satoshi's Treasure is a ARG text-based adventure cryptographic puzzle game with a Bitcoin prize of $1 million USD. So you play this on the internet and in the real world. So let's go to the beginning. A message was sent through a satellite service. I'll link to the show notes to that service as well as a website that keeps track of the satellite messages that announced the game. Basically, the game maker showed the game, now I'll get into the game maker's room on it, stated that players or Bitcoin hunters have to solve clues and obtain keys in order to earn or win a $1 million in USD equivalent of Bitcoin. These keys were split into 1,000 pieces so they're the private key to the Bitcoin address. If you obtain 400 pieces, it can be 8,400, it doesn't matter if it's 1, 20, and then 399, and you had 20, 399, and then 420, 444, and all together, when you had a total of 400 pieces together, you have access to the Bitcoin address. Go to this website, Satoshi's Treasure, and you obtain your clues, you earn your keys, if you have the puzzle, you get your keys, collect your keys, kind of like Pokemon, you piece it all together, and eventually you could, if you have the right amount of 400, win a Bitcoin prize. In the same message, you get geolocation keys. When you went to these locations at a specific date and time, you are able to get these first three set of keys. If you have an understanding of cryptography or the development of computers and could hack, you could also obtain these keys without actually being in physical locations. This is the site. So far, there have been a total of 18 keys released. Now, each key with each clue, sometimes these keys actually have more than one attached to them. For example, the hunted key had initially three keys attached to it, but only one was found. The two keys that are actually not on the site, you can call them hidden keys. One is called the Art Tour Key, which was from an exhibit in New York, that took place in during the month of April. The Business Card Key, in which you had to obtain business cards from the game makers, a total of 18 of them, three of them were built themselves, you get all those cards, and then you can get a key. These are the game makers. His name is Ed Meltzer. I highly recommend following his Twitter account. I have a link in the show notes. His name, Sarah, had a proof of work. The newsletter, cryptocurrency newsletter, and keeps up to date a lot of different various cryptocurrency projects. He's also a partner at Primitive Ventures. He and David Wan, who I heard from the name recently, founded and partners and created this game. It took them about maybe 2 years to develop. They were seeking some kind of way to invest in Bitcoin assets to help further develop the Bitcoin community, to give back, to also make money. And this is their project, which is a worldwide global hunt for these keys. David Wan is also known for being the founder, you can say, of the Hard, that's proof of work, the Hardcore Fund, is a dev fund for the developers of the volunteers for the Bitcoin community, the Bitcoin core community, to be able to fund and help them out, give them funds, because they were most of them being voluntary. A lot of them are not getting paid. If you're a launch tester, they're not all of them. And we also have Just Win, who is also The game maker, she does a lot of tweets. She's the one who's pretty much been asking her to call Manhunts. I'll go into that in a moment. So those are the three key people. This is a global game in which you have to basically have a kind of understanding of text-based adventure games, a little bit of cyberpunk influence, have an understanding of pop culture, and combine all these different types of games, skill sets, networking, all these different skills that you can potentially have to unlock these different codes, to obtain the keys, basically solve these different puzzles, to obtain the keys, and you can run this to the coin prize. So how you play is you go to the website, and this is where the keys are released. You have these clues on the right hand side, you unlock the information from the clue. Sometimes they have announcements on the Twitter. You can go to the Telegram, the official Telegram, all these are linked in the show notes, or Reddit to obtain some information. Basically, what you have is you have a group of people that are trying to solve these different puzzle pieces. The faster you get there, the greater chances of accessing these type of keys. So what are those keys? I'll get to them in a moment, but let's talk about the clues. The clues can come in different formats. The logic-based clues, where you have to use some internet saving, some thinking, some logic to solve the puzzle. For example, the business key is a logic key, a solution, if you will. Some are group keys or contest keys, where you have to work with a group of people to win a contest in order to obtain the key. You have some code breaking, as well as some cultural awareness keys. It's one of those kind of combo keys where you indicate the concept of your cultural knowledge. In this case, it was my New Order, but this is one of the codes that was developed for the album. And using code breaking, they were able to solve for the key. And then there's cryptographic keys, where you have to have computer based knowledge or routine. And break down the information from a clue to obtain the key. And then there's these combination keys where you have to use the ability of internet surfing, a little bit of computer knowledge to obtain the key, as well as performing a task where you have to find a particular object, give it to a particular individual, which are called field agents, at a geolocation. And a part of another key is a geolocation key, which is, you also have what I call geolocation keys, in which you find a particular person or a keyword code at a specific location at a specific time, and then you obtain that particular key. There are also these moments along the way where you can earn prizes. One took place in Taipei. After the rare key, where there was a $1,000 bounty available for anyone who found that geolocation key. There was one in New York, and there's supposed to be more of these as the game progresses, in which you can obtain small amounts of Bitcoin at different price levels along the way for yourself or your coin. The clue to obtain the key, you will see typically what you'll see if it's not a geolocation key, is you go to a decryptor page, you enter the passphrase, and then this type of format will appear for that particular key. There are different numbers, and sometimes the keys also have, as you look here, different little word phrases at the bottom that could potentially be clues for further keys down the road. Everything pretty much in this game is a clue or a hint. Some of these keys have been interlocked, some have not, but you should have to pay attention to even the smallest detail can be the hint you need to solve for a particular puzzle. Here's a couple of tools that you can use as reference. The website that keeps track of any satellite messages that may be conveyed by the game makers. And another tool is Catalytics, that has a lot of the different hacking tools or cryptographic tools that are just baked in the OS itself that help you to be able to do some of the cryptographic keys. Is a common reference OS that a number of the different clans and individuals utilize to be able to solve those cryptographic keys. keys. And also, we're thinking it can be very taxing at times because you're dealing with all different skill sets. Sometimes you feel like you don't have a skill set, and that might be the case. But it could be a different key or a different clue out there that you might be really good at, like logic clues, that particular logic-based key. You might be really good at networking. You might have, you know, friends and family globally, or even those geolocation keys around the world, and be able to take time out of the day and get that key for the clan or for yourself. There are contest keys, where you'll be able to participate in a group activity. There's cultural-based knowledge for some of these different keys. There can be combat keys that you observe or notice something about a particular key reference. So like, oh, that looks like this or that, and that might be able to help your clan or you as an individual be able to reference and be able to access or solve the puzzle and get the key. It's not too late to play this game. Many of the keys have been published, or a few that have not. There are some that have been solved, and that you can still solve for yourself, except for otherwise indicated by the game makers themselves. They say that the key can be solved. For the most part, the cryptographic keys and the combination of cryptographic keys are the ones you can still pretty much solve at this time. Geolocation keys and contest keys are one-off, so the reward is none for that point. So you can join any clan, and there's a few private clans, as well as the different official channels, so you can communicate and form your own group, join an existing group, or work on your own. It's very highly recommended not to work on your own, for the simple fact that you have to have all of those skill sets, if you will, to be able to obtain the solutions for these different puzzles. I hope that helps you. I hope you have an understanding of the game. I hope you have some fun. Join us. Join the different groups. This is not a sprint. It is a marathon. It's supposed to take about a year to do. And who knows? It could be 6 months. It could be 7 months. It could be the first 400 keys. It could be the first 600, 700. It could come down to the wire of 1,000 keys for people to be able to solve, because there could be keys that are unsolvable. Who knows? It's supposed to be an adventure. It's supposed to be community-building. And most importantly, there is a prize at the end of the rainbow, if you will, potential of earning either as an individual or with your group, a clan, $1 million USD equivalent in Bitcoin. My name is Roger Shai. This is Sunshine Treasure Hunters, and... My name is Roger Shai, this is Sophie's Treasure Hunters, and on with the hunt.
I were to offer you $1 million.